Good morning with your news on Q106. I'm Barry Wright. A Mount Vernon man was arrested by Palatine Police Tuesday on a Jefferson County arrest warrant charging child pornography. According to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, 54-year-old David Edwards was held at the Palatine Police Department to await his pretrial detention hearing and transfer back to Jefferson County. The warrant for Edwards' arrest was a result of an investigation by the Sheriff's Office Detective Division, who are members of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The investigation began on July 14th from a cyber tip provided by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, resulting in several search warrants for electronic devices, data, and eventually a search warrant for Edwards' home in Mount Vernon. The search warrants resulted in collection and seizure of multiple items of evidence. When the investigation was completed, the information was sent to the state's attorney's office for review. An arrest warrant for Edwards was issued. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs will be in Marion today to reunite a missing Purple Heart and Bronze Star to a Southern Illinois family of a late World War II veteran. The reunification ceremony is set for 3 p.m. at the Marion VFW Post 1301 on East Long Street Road. The missing medals are being returned as a result of Operation Purple Heart, an unprecedented mission to reunite the iconic military medals with their rightful owners. The military honors given to individuals wounded or killed during military combat. The state treasurer's office receives the military medals for safekeeping in return from abandoned bank safe deposit boxes as part of the Unclaimed Property Program, also known as iCash or Missing Money. This will be the 16th Purple Heart Medal Frerichs will return. The ceremony will include a color guard along with local and state officials participating. Four local veterans will get their chance to tell their stories through song at Freedom Sings USA on Saturday, September 6th at Tower Square Plaza in Marion. It'll start at 6 p.m. These veterans will work over the course of 3 days with award-winning songwriters to transform each veteran's life experiences into compelling musical narratives that'll culminate in a memorable and free public performance. Following their performance, the singer-songwriters will play some of their biggest hits that have been recorded and performed by Willie Nelson, Trisha Yearwood, George Strait, Alabama, and many more. The event is sponsored by the City of Marion in partnership with Freedom Sings USA, Heroes United, Banterra Bank, ArtSpace 304, and other generous donors. Admission is free, but guests are asked to bring non-perishable food items to donate to the Marion VA Food Pantry. Deaconess Illinois, in partnership with Johnny Logan College in Carterville Wednesday, celebrated the grand opening of its new family medicine clinic located inside the Logan Fitness Facility at the college's Community Health Education Complex. It'll serve students, faculty, and the Carterville community. Services will range from routine checkups and chronic condition management to same-day visits for unexpected concerns. Both walk-ins and appointments are welcome. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 618-219-1311. The Dahlgren Fire Protection District Wednesday issued a burn ban for Dahlgren Township. It'll remain in effect until reasonable rainfall occurs. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.